welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. Our mission is simple, to unite women business owners and professionals for their mutual benefit and generate a new level of excitement and visibility about what they do. We enthusiastically provide mega recognition, fantastic opportunities, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Save the date. On Saturday, August 17, 2019, we'll be hosting our Women Working Together Business Expo at the incredible Riverside Epicenter from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stay tuned for more information or call us at 770-460-5995. Vendor space and tickets are available at August 17 Expo, and that's 17 as in 17, expo.eventbrite.com. In today's segment of Spark Plug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Christina Renteria about five ways to improve your personal brand. Our very special guest today is a native of Indianapolis, Indiana, currently running her business from Birmingham, Alabama. Today, she is the owner and professional and personal image brand developer at Pink Lux. You can learn more about her at pinkluxpl.com. And at Christina R. Speaks on Instagram. Meet her live and in person at the Women Working Together Business Expo. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark as a professional and personal image brand developer, Ms. Christina Renteria. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You know, we know you're extremely busy, probably got a flight to catch, so I don't want to take too much of your time, and I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
That is perfectly fine.
Why is having a personal brand important in business, especially today?
Well, as you know, every market, there's probably millions of people that are doing it. And with your personal image and your personal brand, you want to make sure you're standing outside and being viewed by everyone that needs you, your service, your business, whatever you provide. So when it comes to your personal brand, your personal image, make sure you're doing the most possible to influence those who you need to work with, hire you, or whatever your desires are with your life.
Okay. Well, what are the five elements one should focus on when it comes to their personal brand?
I always get this question. Most people are confused because they think, oh, if I have a logo, if I have color schemes, if I have cute little pictures to post on social media, that's my brand. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. The components you really want to focus on are your vision. That's the most important. And it's a lot different than your purpose. A lot of people get that confused. They're like, oh, if I have a purpose, I'm doing great. Now, you got to have a vision for what you want in your life, your future. Number two, your appearance. How are you presenting yourself? How are you being perceived in this world? How are you perceiving yourself as well? Number three, your behavior. We all know that if you're doing wrong, it's going to catch up to you. And the same thing goes with your personal and professional brand. How are you treating others? How do you want to be treated? How are you treating yourself? Number four, your communication. Make sure it's always clear, whether it's in person, if it's verbal, nonverbal, and lastly, your digital. Make sure all of those elements are together before we present ourselves on any digital platform, Spark Plug, and that can be Facebook, that can be a commercial you're shooting, that can be an ebook that you're putting out. If those four elements in the beginning are not together, your digital is not going to run smooth.
Okay. Well, do you think the idea of personal branding is commonly misunderstood?
I definitely think it is. Like I said, everyone thinks branding has to do with just your logo. I work with so many business owners every single year, so many young professionals every year, and they're always like, oh, I got to get a logo, I got to get a logo, I got to get a website, I have to get all of these elements to make my brand. And I'm thinking, no, don't waste your money. Focus on you first, because most of us are our own brands itself. We're running them. We're the tech team, we're the CEO, we're the CIO, we're everything. So we're not straight first. Is going to really affect our personal brand and our business.
Well, what problems do you solve for those needing help with their personal or professional brand?
I solve all five that we just discussed, all five elements. So I'm the person that comes in and I kind of create and develop who you want to be off of who you are. And of course, we're not going to change completely, but over time, we're going to implement new habits so we can be the best that we can be personally and professionally.
How did you get involved in the personal branding business in the first place?
Well, as you said, I'm a native of Indianapolis, moved to Birmingham. I worked in corporate at a very young age, and so I understood the importance of having your personal self together and your professional self together to succeed or go up the company ladder. And so when I got laid off, I was like, you know what? People are needing this service because I'm going to see people come in, and retention rates are so high in any company because people are just not prepared personally or professionally. And I just went after it and started helping people, start speaking. And then that came with clients because they were loving what I was doing. And here I am today.
So when the people who are listening to this show right now, the one thing you want them mm-hmm. to walk away with regarding their personal brand, something they can do today is what?
Get ready. If you are not ready to step forward, if you are not ready mentally, if you're not ready spiritually, if you're not ready within to be at the next phase of your life, none of those elements are going to come together. You have to want it more than anything in life. You got to want it first. If not, it's not going to happen.
I have one client of mine who says, she says, I stay ready so when the opportunity comes, I don't have to get ready.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to have that mind state.
Now, how can people work exclusively with you?
You can go on the website. That's the easiest way. You can book a consultation. They are free. And that's pinkluxpl.com. Or if you want to, you love to talk more than be online, you can call me straight. That's 256-453-3798.
Well, what can people expect to get from you when they visit your vendor table at the Business Expo?
Lots and lots of fun, personality, and really just focusing on them as an individual so I can help them.
Now, one lucky photo shoot winner at the Women Working Together Business Expo will also have the opportunity to work one-on-one with you as she prepares for her photo shoot. Please tell us more about this generous offer that you're donating to the winner.
Yes, yes, it's going to be so amazing. So the winner, whoever gets the photo shoot, we're going to work together and we're going to do a complete personal and professional brand image makeover. So we're going to have your beauty together, your makeup. We're going to make sure your outfit matches your brand of who you are. We're going to bring out that personality, that creativity, and we're going to just showcase that in an image with a photographer. It's going to be a wonderful experience. I can't wait.
Before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us what you like about the People You Need to Know brand.
I love that it is showcasing women who may not get the limelight like they need to, but they're making big changes in their community. So I always say, you can't change the world, but you can change one person's world. And that's what you guys are doing with your brand, is changing one person's world and giving them that light that they need.
Beautiful. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Definitely follow me on social media. On Instagram, I'm at Christina R. Speaks. On Facebook, you can follow me at PinkLuxPL or Christina Princess Rentieri, whichever you want to choose. And you connect with me, we'll talk, we'll engage, and we'll have a great life together.
All right. Well, Miss Christina, now for the slow riders out there like me, would you be so
yes.
kind to give that information out again just a little bit slower?
Yes. So on Instagram, it's Christina R. Speaks. And Facebook, it's PinkLuxPL. That's PinkLuxPL.
Miss Christina Renteria, celebrated professional and personal image brand developer. Thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment and thank the Spark Plug Radio team for doing another marvelous job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind. Whether you try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.